Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, I come to the magazine business and the radio business, for that matter, as a journalist. That's what I know, and it's what I get excited about and stress about. So the time I spend with my colleagues looking at cover illustrations and cartoons and photographs is a real pleasure. I went to see The New Yorker's director of photography, Joanna Milter, thinking that she'd show me some cool pictures or some other kind of visual inspiration. But no, Joanna wanted to talk about one thing and one thing only, pro basketball. More specifically, her team from her city, the Cavaliers.
Greatest moment of your life. It's going to take her 10 minutes to recover.
I actually get teary every time I see it.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, I'm here with my colleague, Joanna Milter. Usually we talk about photography, and I thought we were going to be talking about an Henri Cartier-Bresson show or Stephen Shore show. But no. No way. It's all hoop, isn't it?
All basketball, all the time.
So what have you got on your mind?
So my first pick is a person, actually, Doris Burke. Doris Burke is the first woman to do color commentary for an NBA season, starting this season, actually.
And I have to say, we once went to a Cavs-Knicks game, and you saw Doris Burke 8 feet away. It was like Elvis had entered the building.
That's the way I feel about Doris. She's my Elvis. And what I love about Doris is she knows her basketball, and she also is great in the moment, in the dramatic moment. She's got this amazing voice. Her voice kind of has this tremulous quality to it. And she did the interview with LeBron James after the Cavs won the championship in 2016. She was the first person to interview LeBron.
LeBron, as soon as that buzzer sounded, your emotions let loose. Can you describe what you're feeling right now?
LeBron is he's 6'8", 250 pounds. He's sobbing. He's crying. He's on the floor crying. And then she does the first interview with him.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Oh! LeBron, you did what no other team had been able to do, coming back from a 3-1 deficit in the finals. And to do that, you had to win twice in a place that proved too much for so many teams.
I think the genius of Doris is that she makes you believe that she's pro your team. And in a way, because she loves basketball so much, in a way she is. She's rooting for all of them.
If I told you you could replace Doris Burke and no longer be director of photography at The New Yorker, I pretty much feel it's a foregone conclusion, right?
I guess, although I don't think I have her talent.
Don't sell yourself short. Okay, now what is your second pick?
Okay, so my second thing is a Twitter account called Fear the Sword. It's part of a sports blog for Cavs fans. I love it. It's petty and funny, and they have some running gags that I think are hilarious. For example, Dwayne Wade played briefly for the Cavs this year. He's an amazing player. He won 3 championships with the Miami Heat.
He's about, what, 52?
His knees are 52. So Fear the Sword has this running gag where they act as if Wade has been with the Cavs his entire career. I should mention that the Cavs did just trade him back to the Heat, but while he was with the Cavs, they acted as if he'd been with the Cavs for his entire career, and his career in Miami didn't even exist. So, for example, during a game, they'll say things like, 15 years in with the Cavs and those Dwayne Wade floaters still feel like new, is one. Yeesh, 15 years in Cleveland and Wade is still tormenting the Heat. During a game where they're playing the Heat.
I think this is the ultimate inside joke. Wait, yeah,
how
go
about
ahead.
This?
You might as well be reading Romanian. And 4 steals on 4 possessions. That's why it's called Wade County Emirate, folks.
Yep.
Can't miss that stuff. What's your third pick?
My third pick. Okay, I'm glad that I picked this because I've been trying to get you to watch this for years. So there was a documentary made in 2008, and it was about LeBron's high school team. The guy who made the documentary, he went to LeBron's high school. So he started shooting this documentary when LeBron was still in high school.
What's the name of the documentary?
It's called More Than a Game.
They totally hit the ground running, and they instantly had a chemistry, and they started blowing teams out.
You can see the cohesiveness. It takes teams time to develop that. They had it as soon as they were freshmen.
Every time we go out on the floor, we want to play 110%. And that's what we did tonight.
Now, isn't it true that if LeBron played with 4 mice in high school, he'd probably win every game?
Well, That's probably true.
15, Joanna, thank you.
Thanks, David.
And the buzz is clicking.
The Eagles fall from the ranks of the unbeaten while the Irish roll on. St. Bee proves worthy of that top ranking.
We just established who was the best.
It's kind of cool, I think. Hey, guys.
Joanna Milter is the director of photography for The New Yorker and one day maybe point guard for the Cavs.
These are young kids, 14 and 15 years old. And they went 27 and 0.